following program is intended for mature audiences.
Hey, Johnny Sunshine, when you coming on? The talking heads are droning, they're droning on and on. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, I need to hear you say, everything for me is looking good today. Johnny Sunshine, my head's spinning round. I am feeling sideways, and I'm feeling down. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, can you give me hope? I'm all out of options, and I'm all out of rope. I think you know what I'm looking for. Can you give me hope as I'm walking out the door? When you gonna talk to Johnny? When you gonna talk to Johnny? Tell me, Johnny, does she love me? Will the sunshine and make her see my shadow? Then I can make her mine. I know I can make her mine. Hey, Johnny Sunshine, when you coming on? The talking heads are droning, they're droning on and on. Johnny Sunshine, I need to hear you say, everything for me is looking good today, looking good today. Tell me, Johnny, does she love me? Will the sunshine and make her see my shadow? Tell me, Johnny, does she love me? Will the sunshine and make her see my shadow? Then I can make her mine. When you gonna talk to Johnny? When you gonna talk to Johnny? Hey, Johnny Sunshine.
With a song like that, it gets me all worked up. It makes me want to strap on my drool cup, my helmet, and my straight jacket, because I know it's going to be one hell of an adventure. Oh, I'm feeling good. I hope you are too. And now it's that time of your day where you need to tell the voices in your head to just calm down. Just be quiet. Just relax, because it's time to have a real good show.
You're a little scary sometimes.
Yeah.
You know that.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Scary.
Yeah, I am scary to some people. And to other people, I'm oh so crazy. Hello!
Hello,
everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another
outrageous
episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show, that tiny 3-watt radio show that comes to you each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox right here on the 44th floor.
I'm going to shoot you with a BB gun when you're not looking.
Okay.
In the back of the head.
I promise you, it's going to be good. There's no reason to be violent. On the show this week, performing for us right here on the 44th floor, it's our good friend, Mr. Dino Mike.
This is ridiculous. It's crazy. I feel like I'm babysitting, except I'm not getting paid.
I promise you, there'll be no feces throwing and blood tossing and whatever it is that has gone on in the past with Dino Mike being in the studio. This is actually the first time he's been here since we've remodeled the studio, moved into the new section of the 44th floor, so I think he might be a little overwhelmed with that. But Dino Mike is going to be here to perform some new songs, some classics, and he'll be talking to us about what's coming up and more.
I only came here to do two things, man. Kick some ass and drink some beer.
That's right. I also want to point out that I'm still getting used to the all-new digital studio. You might have noticed on the last show there was some high peaks and some low peaks. I think I've got it down, but I'm sure throughout the show there's going to be some parts where maybe I'm hitting the the mic a little too hard. So bear with me. I'm still working on the all-new digital studio. And my main concern is that at times the mic levels might go a little crazy. So please, please, please bear with
you
me.
You really suck!
No, I don't. It's just all new equipment and I'm not quite sure how to market yet. But also on the show outside of Dino Mike this week, we're going to be doing some not in the news news. And there's also your requests. That's right, I get a lot of requests from people who email me and things like that. But don't worry, you can email
me. You know what? This is all your mail.
Well, of course it is. If you're emailing me at crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also find me on myspace.com. That's right, myspace.com/crazyj13. That is where you can send me a comment, maybe make some comments about the pictures that are posted up there. And you can send me an email, maybe a friend request. Maybe you're a new listener to the show and you just found me on MySpace, or, you know, you've been listening for a while now and I talk about it every week, so you're like, hey, Crazy Jay, I want to be your friend now. You've convinced me that I want to be your friend. So just do it already. Go to myspace.com/crazyj13. You'll find my top friends or a lot of the artists that we play on the show and stuff like that. So do it if you have not done so already. But I'm ready to get started. Like I said last time on the about the Rock and Comedy Show. I don't know what that was. I'm trying to pack more comedy in the show than ever before. It's like two scoops of comedy every hour. So we're going to get things started with Robin Williams.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio. I pull you a little closer. You say no. You say you don't like it. I say you're a liar. But when we kiss, it's like fire.
Can't understand this thing they're talking about.
Well, there's a knife in the chest of my ambition. There's a dream lying bleeding on the floor. Overdrawn at the bank of opportunity. And now the bill collector's standing at the door. Well, I'm playing with the cards that I was given, but it seems like I'm folding every day. It's hard when the deck is packed with jokers, and the dealer makes the rules along the way. Unimpressed and unexcited, unaccepted,
never speak, awake and unafraid, asleep or dead. Cause I see you lying next to me with words I thought I'd never speak, awake and unafraid.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
Oh,
out here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. You can email me at crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me at myspace.com/crazyj13. We call it the Rockin' Comedy Show because we throw some rock at you and we mix it up with some comedy.
Mexican women rockin'. That's right. That's right. Not because I'm Latino, but if you get in a fight or something, they'll jump in and help you out. You know what I mean? You need that protection. They get right in there. Oh, my ex-girlfriend was the best, man. Oh. She backed me up if some guy would come to the party, you know, looking to kick my ass. You know, hey, is Pablo here? Looking for you. So you know Pablo? Is Pablo here?
Yeah, what's going on? He's my boyfriend. What's up?
Yeah, you better tell him, man. If I see him, I want to kick his ass.
Hey, don't talk to me like you know me. You come to my party looking for Pablo, guess what? I say, I'll kick your ass.
You always got that friend who wants to get involved, you know?
Rosa, what's going on? Is this guy over here, Bonnie? No, he's talking to me. Like he knows me. Stupid.
Here see two Mexican women fight. That is better than Caesar's Palace right there, man. You'll see another girl in the mall, that's when it gets really nasty. Like a big cat fight, you know?
Hey, Christina Lopez! She don't even know me, huh? Christina! Remember me? You're talking a lot of crap back in third grade. I remember. You weren't too? You don't even know me, huh? You don't remember? I do. Come on, let go of me, Pablo. Come on, let's go. I don't care who's watching. Come on, let's... You're still alive. You want some more, Pablo? Hold my baby. Come on, let's go. Kill you, bitch. Stupid! Kick your ass!
They should put them in that video game, Mortal Kombat. Wouldn't that be cruel? Sub-Zero.
Chicana!
Then he fight. You hit the joystick, a little can of hairspray comes out. Finish him.
Come here!
From the CD, Knee to the Groin. I don't know where I was going with that one. Anyway, from the CD, Knee to the Groin, that's Pablo Francisco right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you want to make a request, the best way is to email me, crazyjcomic.com. You can do it through MySpace. You can also go through the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. Joe wanted to hear this one. It's a classic.
Shall I do? Hallelujah. The question is peculiar. I'd give a lot of dough if only I could know the answer to my question. Is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost? It comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? If your chewing gum loses its flavor on the bedpost overnight, now the nation rises one to send their honored sons up to the White House. Yeah, the nation's only White House to voice their discontent unto the president. Upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If
tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Bumble!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow in his bite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night on the bed. Overnight.
It's a dollar and a dime, it's a dime.
He's singing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
On the bed.
Sex is only realized when I am fully condomized. Suddenly, sex just isn't what it used to be. It's now a question of mortality. It's life and death.
On the Rockin' Comedy Show, Barnes and Barnes, right there with that one. And we've got another classic request, this one going out to Gordon.
It was April the 41st, being a quadruple leap year. I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar, a real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil! You have to yell, he's hard of hearing. Was also down his luck. Fact is, he was barely keeping his head below water. I bellied up to the sandbar. He poured with the usual. Rusty snail, whole grunion, shaken, not stirred, with a peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich on the side, heavy on the mako. I slipped him a fin. On porpoise. I was feeling good. I even dropped a sand dollar in the box for Jerry squids. For the halibut. Well, the place was crowded. We were packed in like sardines. They were all there to listen to the big band sounds of Tommy Dorsey. What soul? Tommy was rocking the place with a very popular tuna, Salmon Chanted Evening, and the stage was surrounded by screaming groupers. probably there to see the bass player. One of them was this cute little yellowtail, and she's giving me the eye. So I figured this is my chance for a little fun. You know, piece of Pisces. But she said things I just couldn't fathom. She was too deep, seemed to be under a lot of pressure. Boy, could she drink. She drank a lot. I said, "What's your sign?" She said, "Aquarium." I said, "Great, let's get tanked." I invited her up to my place for a little midnight bait. I said, "Come on, baby, only take a few minnows." She threw me that same old line. "Not tonight. I got a haddock." And she wasn't kidding either, because in came the biggest, meanest-looking haddock I'd ever seen come down the pike. He was covered with mussels. He came over to me, said, "Listen, shrimp, don't you come trolling around here." What a crab. This guy was steamed. I could see the anchor in his eyes. I turned to him, I said, "Abalone, you're just being shellfish." Well, I knew there was going to be trouble, and so did Gil, because he was already on the phone to the cods. The haddock hits me with a sucker punch. I catch him with a left hook. He eels over. It was a fluke, but there he was, lying on the deck, flat as a mackerel. Helpless. I said, "Forget the cods, Gil. This guy's gonna need a sturgeon." Well, the yellowtail was impressed with the way I landed her boyfriend. She came over to me, she said, "Hey, big boy, you're really a game fish. What's your name?" I said, "Marlin." Time. I took her to dinner. I took her to dance. I bought her a bouquet of flounders. And then I went home with her. And what did I get for my trouble? A case of the clams.
Searching for my stepped on a pop top. Cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar and salt. Some people claim that there's a wall of the blame, but I know it's my own. Ladies, greetings to yourself and to the others. And let me say that maybe when me and the boys are done playing tonight, we can talk for a little while. Tonight.
kicking this one off?
Yeah, kick it off. Fuck it.
Alright.
Hey! Just eat the fucker.
Snap of my fingers is any girl you can choose. Way cool. Even if you can't afford no transportation, don't fight the feeling when I'm giving the sensation. Like the kid, I rock your world. Leave the good vibration. You're gangster in love. Serve you without hesitation. Stand at attention, giving you salutation. It's great anticipating your mouth salivating. I know it's bold, but I ain't trying to be rude. Baby, you're rocking with the best plan B. No average dude. So if you think you're ready, then I'll serve you up another round. Trying to fuck my butt in your garage. And I heard that it was
down, down, all around me. I'm gonna thank you down, down.
Plan B right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with their song Downtown. That's American Radio. It's available for purchase. If you'd like to get it, go to their website, go to their MySpace page. You can find it all at my website, rockincomedyshow.com, or head over to my MySpace page, myspace.com/crazyj13. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm bringing you this show with 3 watts of power on the 44th floor. Coming up here in just a little while, Dino Mike is going to be here, and God, I'm hoping he doesn't burn the place down or throw stuff at the walls. I don't know, but he's going to be here. He's going to perform for us. We're going to talk with Mike and have a lot of fun. But I got a request for an old novelty tune, and I haven't played it in a long time, and it fits with this article that I found about Denny's. And basically it's stating that Denny's menus are getting closer and closer to a laundry list of sexual euphemisms rather than a selection of meal choices for breakfast at 4:30 in the morning when you're smashed out of malt liquor and pot that you just bought from the guy down the street. but here are the top five menu items at Denny's that sound more like a dirty romp in the sack rather than a late night bite to eat. Number five, the Lumberjack Slam. Two buttermilk pancakes, a slice of grilled honey ham, two bacon strips, two sausage links, and two eggs. Plus you have time to sleep with a woman that looks like John Goodman in a flannel shirt. Number four, All-American Slam. Two buttermilk pancakes, a slice of grilled honey ham, two strips of bacon, two sausage links, and two eggs. With your choice of wearing a crotchless red, white, and blue Evel Knievel jumpsuit or an Uncle Sam top hat while you have sex doggy style in front of the TV while watching Rocky IV. Number three, Meat Lovers Scramble. Two horny guys scrambled with six even hornier guys, a big bag of ecstasy, and topped with a case of cheap pink champagne. Served in the locked bathroom of a dark club where the bartender only wears black leather briefs, cowboy boots, and a tattoo of a nude Hugh Jackman on his chest with your choice of fluffy pancakes or bottomless hash browns. Number two, French Toast Slam. It's French toast that's so good you don't eat it, you fuck it. Yet somehow it still gives you diarrhea. And our number one Denny menu item that sounds like dirty sex acts? Moons Over Miami. And I guess I'll just let you figure that one out on your own. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, here's Wally Pleasant.
Just got out of the bar about a little while ago. I was looking for a place to eat, but my mind was working kind of slow. So I drove around till I found my destination about 3:25. I was too tired to sleep and too drunk to drive. And now I'm at Denny's at 4 a.m. Writing these words on a napkin. I'm not even sure what town I'm in. Denny's at 4 a.m. That Grand Slam breakfast is making me kinda sick. And I've noticed that a lot of Denny's managers look like Weird Al Yankovic. And the one who's walking toward my table is no exception. He's looking pissed cause the friends I'm with are smoking in the non-smoking section at Denny's at 4 a.m. Writing these words on a napkin. And I'm still not sure what town I'm in. Denny's at 4 a.m. Nothing else to do except stare at this bright yellow menu. I wish I hadn't ordered that goddamn Grand Slam. Denny's at 4 a.m. Nighttime is slowly turning into day. And I'm running out of things to say. So maybe this song won't win a Grammy. So maybe I should have ordered Moons Over My Hammy at Denny's at 4 a.m. Denny's at 4 a.m. Actually, now it's more like a 4:45. That morning paper's just arrived, so I better be getting back to my motel.
one with the sign outside that's got a burned out L. So I guess that makes it more like a moat. And the next time you're at Denny's really late at night, I want you to sing this song from note to note. Denny's at 4 a.m. Lenny's at 4 a.m. No, it's Denny's at 4 a.m.
We've all been there. We've been that drunk where we're like, Denny's sounds good. Because you can't be sober and say, let's go to Denny's. There's just something wrong with that. It doesn't work for sober people. You got to be drunk to go to Denny's. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. That was Wally Pleasant. I am your host, Crazy J. Email me. It's crazyjcomic.com. Still ahead on this program, we've got Not in the News News. And Dino Mike's going to be stopping by to give us a visit up here on the 44th floor. We'll be back after this.
Look at him, honey. He's studying the green. His hands are steady. His grip on the putter is perfect. His breathing is deliberate and relaxed. Adjust those legs, bend shoulder length apart. Concentrate. Be the ball. That's my boy! It's in the hole! Yes!
Is that good, Daddy?
Is that good? Yes, that's good. You're a natural. We gotta get you a set of clubs.
But he's three.
He's almost four.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer? 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail, too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house, and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the Ad Council, and this station.
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Without my pants.
pancreas is always there for me. Secreting those enzymes, secreting those hormones too, metabolizing carbohydrates just for me. Attracts every other pancreas in the universe with a force proportional to the product of their masses, and inversely proportional to the distance between them.
Woo, 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 woo.
Don't you know you gotta flow, pancreatic juice, flow, into the duodenum, won't you flow, pancreatic juice, flow, into the duodenum, won't you flow,
insulin,
pancreatic juice,
coming from the islands of the hunger hunts,
sing the praises of the pancreas. It has never been an organ of distinction, though it functions day by day in a most convenient way. It has never had the glory that the liver gets. Let us all raise our glasses to the pancreas, just secreting alkaline digestive juices into the intestine, just to neutralize a stomach acid that could be remaining on the food. Hey pancreas, you are my favorite organ. Hey pancreas, I can't think of anything that rhymes with organ. Pumping out from the lovely Isles of Langerhans comes the insulin that regulates the sugar in the blood, and that's why so high I rank it, and I'll drop a note to thank it. May you never have a cranky pancreas. Hey pancreas, have a nice day.
Proving the demented minds think alike. That's two in a row about a pancreas. One by Haywood Banks, the other by Weird Al Yankovic. Coming up in just a little bit longer, it's going to be here. The 44th floor will be entertained by Dino Mike. He's coming up. We've also got news and much, much more of your requests. Remember, I have a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Go there. Check it out. Become my friend if you're not. Persuade me to make you my top friend if you are. But you can also just email me if you want. It's crazyjcomic.com. Maybe you want to be a guest DJ. We had a guest DJ on the show last time. It's really easy to do, but just email me to get the information. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Verbpipe.com. But right now, on the Rockin' Comedy Show, here is the Verb Pipe.
When I was young, I knew everything. She, a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, can't be held responsible. Cause she was touching her face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen.
Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever they let me listen to the radio, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
See that girl with a pretty red dresser.
I want a poker.
I love the way she spins and twirls.
I want a poker.
Oh, how I wish she'd look my way now.
Then I could poker.
I'd love to feel those pretty little curls. Oh, how I want a poker. We took a little trip down the Love Canal.
So I could poker.
But we stopped in French Lick, Indiana.
No time to poker.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania was my destination.
I wanted to poker.
But she left me down in Blue Ball, PA.
I never got to poker.
Spent some time in Flushing, New York.
I had to poker.
She said, not until we get to Hygiene, CO.
Maybe I could poker.
I said, first let's stop at Moorhead, Jersey.
Before I poker.
Well, things got salty in Saline, Michigan.
I never got to poker.
Bone steel.
There's a place I'll poker.
But it went askew in Mississippi.
Didn't know if I could poker.
Climax, Michigan was a destination.
Wanted me to poker.
But I had to make a stop in Crap O.M.D.
I lost the urge to poker.
Oh.
I went up to Maine to Bangor. Then I went down to Florida to Tampa. But when all is said and done, I'd rather poker. French Lick, looking out, Blue Ball, Moorhead. I want to poker. Bone steel, intercourse, climax, Crap O. I want to poker.
From the CD, Old Blue Balls is back. That's Red Peters right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're closing in on Dino Mike. That's right. In a few minutes, Dino Mike will be up here to talk with us, perform some new stuff for us, and more. Remember, you can check me out online three different ways. MySpace.com/CrazyJay13. You can also visit the official website of the show, RockinComedyShow.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G, ComedyShow.com. You can email me, CrazyJ@comic.com. It's very easy. It's very simple. Do it now. I am rocking the 44th floor up here in my electrical sandbox, trying to rock you and trying to make you laugh. That last song hopefully did both. But right now, let's laugh out loud together with John Panette.
I like cruises for vacations. Yeah, I went on a cruise. It stopped in Jamaica. This Jamaican gentleman walks up to me and says, "Hey, man, you want some spleef?" "No. I'm on a diet. I can't smoke pot. If I smoke pot, I'll eat this island." "I'm not talking about hitting a buffet or two. The island will be gone. I'll be something of folklore around here. I remember it came out of the jungle, the great white beast. I knew by the stone look in his eyes that everything was gonna be Irie. He was a buffalo eater." I got on a cruise halfway. As a performer, you meet a cruise halfway. That way you perform for two sets of passengers. The cruise, I had to meet it in Cozumel, Mexico. Now, Cozumel is very nice. It's not easy to get to. I had to fly from Vegas to Cancun. Cancun to Cozumel, you can go two ways. You can go across the water on a ferry. Now, that's different. I fly all the time. A ferry is nice. But I looked at the ferry, and it was a nay-nay ferry. It was one of those ferries that tips over once a month. Everybody dies. There are ferry accidents all over the world. You know what it is? They fit about 50 people. They put 400 on it. It tips over. Everybody goes, what happened? A nation in shock. There's going to be an investigation. What'd you put 400 people on it for? Don't you have a click of 49.50? Wait for the next ferry, please. So from Cancun to Cozumel, I have to take a commuter airline. Aeromexico doesn't go there. I had to fly like Air Cozumel. Now, I understand it's really hard to work in the travel industry in this day and age. So I try to conduct myself properly, be kind and considerate and gracious. Comics complain about airline travel all the time, but I know people work very hard. I think we all do. But I'm in this chair in this little commuter plane, and I've lost my cherub-like demeanor. And the guy next to me, well, I'm in his lap. He's on his cell phone with his family. Hello, mijo, I don't think we're going to make it. There is a big guy next to me, and I can't feel my leg. So I'm trying to move. I don't want to kill this guy. His son will avenge him. I'll be at baggage claim in here. Hello, my name is Anil Montoya. Yo kill my father. Prepare to die. It wasn't my fault. The plane was too small. Hello, my name is Anil Montoya. You killed my father. No, you don't understand. Hello, my name. Stop saying that! I'm like this. And they ask you how much you weigh. If it's that close, I ain't going. And it's nobody's business. I said about 180. I'm not sure. Well, one lady freaks out. Dios mío, el gordo es muy loco. And she runs off the plane. I guess she was on the wrong flight. The flight attendant comes by, and she says, fasten your seatbelt. Why? Do I look like I'm going to pop out of this chair anytime soon? Besides, the buckle's lodged in my ass. And it's pretty far up there. I'm thinking it should hold me. You know, like a tail hook on an aircraft carrier. I might have shot out, but I would have sprung right back again. Then the flight attendant comes by again and says, excuse me, you're in an emergency exit. Are you going to be all right? You have to get that door open. What do you mean? If the plane crashes while I open the door? Nay, nay. I'm going to go through the door. My door is going to be this big. Everybody's going to want to go out through my door. Let's go out this way, honey. Half the plane is open. And I'll be fast. You'll think a gazelle is loose on the runway. Y'all be on fire, I'll be in the terminal eating a taco. I was on that plane. I don't remember much. I smelled smoke, and now I'm eating a taco. People I saved chanting around me, Viva el Gordo, Viva el Gordo. I love the cruise ship.
Thank you. up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine, they say. Gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said, I'll teenage a scare the living shit out of me. They can care less as long as I wanna bleed. So talk in your clothes. Seven different kinds of pills.
That is Zero Fingers right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with America's Most Wasted. That's also the name of their latest CD. Visit them online. They have a website. It is zerofingers.com. They also have a MySpace page. They are in my top friends, so visit my page, myspace.com/crazyj13. We're rocking, we're laughing, we're mixing it up to bring you the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a break, and when I come back, Dino Mike is going to be up here on the 44th floor to talk with us, to perform for us, and who knows what's going to happen. It's always chaos when Dino Mike is in the room, so stick with us. It's coming up.
All rise, this honorable court is now in session.
Please be seated. The defendant shall remain standing. The defendant is before this court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime by a jury of his peers. Given the severity of this crime, it is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off 2 indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy J.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
You're insane.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. And it's been a while since this guy has been on the show. Last time he was here, it was Christmas time. He tried to pop my eye out with a cork from a bottle. I love having him here. We were going to host the show out at the Desert Fest, but due to improper sound checks and things like that, it just didn't happen. But give it up for our friend right up here on the 44th floor. It's Dino Mike.
Thank you, thank you. Please hold the applause.
Well, welcome to the new studio.
I know. It's very, very nice. Got the elevator working and everything, too. So,
did you like your security escort up here? I'm like, he's going to burn the place down.
Bruno is very comforting. Soft hands.
So you like the new look, the studio?
I do like the new look. It's very blue in here.
It's very nice.
It is. It's serene. It's calming.
It's very zen.
Very zen-like. Very feng shui of you.
Incense burning and...
Are you trying to seduce me?
No. I'm hoping you'll seduce me.
Maybe later.
But is it different than the pictures, right? You can't take it all in with the pictures.
You can't. Pictures only give you so much, but once you get the 3D element into it all...
When you walk, your first initial reaction when you walked into the new 44th floor...
was probably like, ooh.
And then to find out the show's digital now.
I know. So it's like way clear. So my apologies to everyone out there.
If you thought he sucked before, wait till you hear it now.
Wait till you hear it now.
But you're in Vegas because we went to the Weird Al concert.
We did indeed.
Yeah.
Effing awesome, man.
That's right. We both went to the concert last year, but not together. That's the element to make it a fun concert. It is.
It's just not any fun without Jay there.
We did have a great time.
We did.
I want to thank Bermuda Schwartz for hooking us up.
Yeah. We love you, Bermuda.
Awesome. And then we went to Rain over at the Palms.
We did. That was absolutely the coolest nightclub I've ever been to.
I believe Rain is an Indian word for Pussy Palace.
I was going to say, there are some pretty hot, I would say a lot. I'd say the majority of women there were nines and tens.
Right, and I liked the look on your face when my friend Rebecca came out. You're like, who's that chick rubbing herself all over Jay? What's wrong with that woman?
I know.
Is she mental?
Is she blind?
What's going on? Is she disturbed in some sort of way?
Good for she Jay.
Does she have some sort of deformity? What's going on?
She must have herpes.
She's got an STD. It must be. But so you've had a good time since you've been here.
Oh yeah, it's been fun. Saw some red rocks until our car almost ran out of gas.
That's right. We're rebels like that.
We are.
We refuse to pay those gas prices, folks.
Exactly. They'll teach them. Ain't getting my $5 a gallon.
That's right.
Bastards.
And Desert Fest, it was fun, wasn't it?
Desert Fest was amazing.
I'm going to have to see if I can pull
salvage something out of what
something.
We did.
I mean, there's some stuff there, but it's not...
He makes it sound like we didn't try to do a show. We really did. We were doing it for about an hour until we just threw everything down and said, screw this.
Well, what's great about it is because you're listening to it, and it's like all of a sudden right in the middle of it, it's like, yeah, Jay, we need a sound check. Can you just shut up? It's like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
It's like, hey, we're trying to work here.
Hey, pal, I'm doing a show here. It's not hard to do a show on... Well, 3 watts of power now.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, it was 2 watts.
Checking out an LED in the middle of the hot blazing sun is damn near impossible, too. Like, Mike, how's the levels? I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't see the levels.
It's the blind leading the blind. But now I've got more than just the guinea pig running the wheel up here. I got two gerbils and the guinea pig, so it's 3 watts of power.
We do, indeed.
And it does sound a lot better.
It does. You can hear me in crystal clarity.
And
now.
A lot of new artists have been on the show this year. What do you think so far of like leaving Springfield?
Dude, you have some awesome bands coming in here playing the 44th floor.
And as you look around, you're like, where do they fit? Like, seriously.
Yeah, that's pretty much what was running through my head.
The room's kind of like a transformer. It opens up when it needs to. Exactly. So. People might not know that when you're not doing the music stuff, you actually you work on the new Speed Racer cartoon.
I do work on the new Speed Racer cartoon.
And do you get paid for that, or do you just try to submit stuff?
Oh no, I get paid for that. They better pay me for that.
And the movie wasn't so good.
Actually, I enjoyed the movie. The movie did not do so well at box office, but it's gotten a lot of good fan reaction, which is good, I guess. So we'll see. Hopefully it does better on the DVD market, but you never know.
You never know.
The cartoon's doing very well. So
the cartoon is good. I like the new version. It's a nice upgrade.
Yeah, so far I believe it's number one in Nicktoons history.
Let's go back to me.
That's a staple.
Let's go back to me. That's a better topic.
Oh, back to Jay? Excellent.
No, just kidding. You're also working on a comic book.
I am working on a comic book. It's coming along slowly but surely. So you should see that in about 2 years.
And you have a MySpace page for it.
I do.
Don't be shy, Mike. Get it out there.
It's myspace.com/backslash not doing countertops. / True Hero Comic.
And the premise of the story?
It's two best friends that are given superpowers via soda pop. And one of them chooses the way of good, one chooses the way of evil, and they duke it out in suburbia where they have to fight crime or cause crime where there is no crime whatsoever.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nothing like trying to help people that need help by, getting them to better cell phone reception and such,
And you're obviously working on some new stuff. We've heard Friday at Work.
Yes.
And
yes.
You did some new stuff out at the fest.
I did do some new stuff out at the fest.
And you're working on a song with Barry and the Bookbinders.
I did. I am, yes. It's in current production.
Has he done his part already?
Not yet, no.
But he likes the song.
He does. He loves the song. So I'm just trying to set up studio time to get us all together the same place, same time. That's the hardest part, is coordinating schedules.
Right. Exactly. Well, we're here on the 44th floor.
That's same the place, same time.
Comedy show. That's right. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and do you wanna do some live stuff there, buddy?
Sure. Let's do some live stuff.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna set things up for Mr. Dino Mike here, and we'll be underway when we get back.
Stay tuned.
Dad, can me and Olivia and you take me to the zoo?
Kids need dads when they're babies.
Daddy, can I tell you a secret? I think there is a monster under my bed.
When they're little, when they're teens, when they're young adults.
Dad, all my friends stay out till midnight.
Every minute a dad spends with his kids is important.
Dad? I met the most amazing person the other day, and I was just wondering, how did you know that Mom was the one?
It makes a huge difference to them, and to the world they'll grow up in.
Dad, should I invest in a CD or a mutual fund? And what do you think?
Is somebody missing you? It takes a man to be a dad. Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
You put your keys between your knuckles. You walk in well-lit areas. Stay clear of parked vans. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. Your cell phone is ready. The numbers for help saved on speed dial. You lock the door behind you. Once, twice, maybe three times. Now you feel safe, secure. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not making healthy choices, you could be one of the nearly 2 out of 3 women killed by cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. So eat right, get active, don't smoke, see your doctor, and live. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at 1-866-399-6789 or visit us at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Dear Beth, I have so much to say to you, and this seems the only way to do it. Maybe you can check your email from heaven. You probably don't remember me, but my name is Stacy. I was behind you the other night, and I stopped when I saw the smoke. At first I couldn't move, but then I found a strength I didn't know I had. I reached into the broken window, touched your wrist, and found a faint pulse. You weren't breathing. As I touched your neck, your head moved and you gasped softly for air. Thank God, I thought. She's alive. There's a chance. I was holding her head in my hands and softly stroking her hair, and had a million things spinning in my head. God, she's just a young girl, I thought. You opened your eyes for merely moments. I'm here with you. I'm not leaving you. Help is on the way. Then your eyes closed. Come on, fight, I said, and I knew you were trying.
But Beth Hoime did not survive her encounter with a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, you 4 years old son, ready for the big leagues. Put your bat on, buddy. There you go, helmet.
Silly head.
Okay, that's right, your thigh guards. Now don't forget your mouth guard. You don't want to be losing teeth in your first game. Well, they're baby teeth, but yeah, put it in.
But Daddy...
Don't let them worry you. They may be over 200 pounds and kind of mean looking, but you're ready for them. Just run through them. Here's the ball. Run!
Daddy?
Don't look at me. Run with it. Go, boy. Run!
But I could get hurt.
No pain, no gain. Now run!
Come on.
Ow!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult. So why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Ah, you should have straight-armed them.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We are up here on the 44th floor, chilling. Chilling during the summertime, Mike, right here in the studio. Normally that doesn't happen.
Chin
chilling. don't even start that. It's so stupid. But how does it feel to perform in front of the Led Zeppelin wall?
You know, I gotta say my lifelong dream is finally accomplished.
That's nice, and I can see that you're laying it on pretty thick.
Oh yes.
But you're gonna do a song for us right now. This is one. It's not really a new song, but it's one that you have not done live.
Right. This song's about unrequited love, as it were. Told such from the perspective of the other person. You know how generally unrequited love songs go more like, you know, oh, why don't you love me, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This one's tells you why. This is from the other person's perspective, where it's kind of like, get this creepy stalker off my ass. This is called An Attraction.
You've had this handicap for so very long. It's kept us from being together, I know that may sound wrong. You've said we're perfect, and that's what keeps us apart. Till now I couldn't tell you, I've never had the heart. I thought you would have figured it out when all the cars around you wrecked, or when you got hired as a stunt double for the movie Shrek. Could have sworn you would have got the clue when you make burn victims gag, or for all your birthdays when your parents gave you a paper bag. Thought it was funny when the zookeeper tried to tag you today, or when you took food to the homeless and then scared them all away. Well, you're asking me why we could never be. Well, my fugly lady, it's about time you see that you need to face reality. So you wanna know, you don't be my satisfaction, and the thought of being you gives me a gag reaction. Rather than with you, I'd rather spend my time in traction. Well, you've got a bad case of unattraction. I don't wanna seem too mean because your personality's great, but it doesn't help your case that your face reminds me of a mosaic. Did your mom drink paint and hug the microwave during her pregnancy? I really don't know how else to explain your gross deformities. Sadly, you've got the looks that could make Medusa turn into stone, and I hate to be the tell, you'll probably die alone. Well, you're asking me why we could never be. Well, you fell out of the ugly tree, and you need to face reality. So you wanna know, you don't be my satisfaction, and the thought of being you gives me a gag reaction. Rather than withdraw, I'd rather spend my time in traction. Well, you've got a bad case of beauty clash, a victim of slash and growth, attacks and face impacted, totally unmentioned and unsynchronated, mutilated, aggravated, constipated, immaculated, irritated, incinerated, saturated. Are you still in fashion though? You're really stinky, healing, squeezing, oily, wheezy, way too wheezy, make me queasy, end of easy, impossible, diseasing, and your roid, body scratches, spin you tackle, a flash and action, stored in laughing with a bad case of unattraction. But I think you should be put to sleep. You buy me lots of gifts and you feed me poetry through the door. I'd like to buy you chew toys and feed you fish heads off of the floor. You laugh at all my jokes and tell me that I'm the perfect guy. After hearing this song, I'm sure that you'll probably change your mind. Well, you're asking me why we could never be. Well, I'm just not into charity, and you need to face reality. So you wanna know, you don't mean my satisfaction, and the thought of being you gives me a gag reaction. Rather than with you, I'd rather spend my time in traction. Well, you've got a bad case of unattraction.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. Yeah, doing it live on the 44th floor.
Indeed we are.
And it sounded so amazing.
It sounded like the record, but better.
Oh, well, in somebody's opinion. So you have two MySpace pages, correct? Well, three if you count the comic book.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
And the best one they can reach you at through MySpace?
That would be myspace.com/... Dino Mike, DinoMike.
And your website, it's been a while since you've done some updates on there.
Has it?
I think so.
Oh, I think I just did something a couple days ago. But it's DinoMike.com, DinoMike.com.
That's right. And you can get Dino Mike merchandise, like T-shirts and thongs and butt floss. You can also get some CDs on there.
That's right.
Your CDs or other people's?
Well, mostly mine.
But hey, you know, you might get lucky and inside of a Dino Mike CD receive something else.
That's true. I've had that happen twice already.
Like the new Carrie Underwood CD.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
Wow, he sounds an awful lot like Carrie Underwood.
So professional.
So what's going on in the future of Dino Mike? You have a show coming up in October.
I do, which you're emceeing, I think.
I am. Well, I guess I am.
All right.
And what day is this so I know how to be there?
Oh, all right. It's October 5th, 08.
October 5th?
October 5th. It's a Sunday evening.
Oh.
Indeed.
That's a good time, October 5th.
It is. It is a good time. It's
And so far, who's on the lineup?
So far, confirmed, we have a band called Vomit, which is always fun. We have a band called Back Pocket Memory, Leaving Springfield.
What was that?
Leaving Springfield.
One more time?
Leaving Springfield.
I just wanna... That's a Crazy J band.
It is. It came highly recommended by some douchebag.
Who will remain nameless, BK.
Of course. And myself, of course, for now. It's still a little early to have all the bands nailed down, but hopefully I'll have them done within the month.
Right. That's good. And it's going to be in Los Angeles, and tickets are $12 billion.
Approximately, more or less.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I think this next song you're going to do is actually on the upcoming Crazy J DVD.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I know what it is. Excellent. Okay.
First off, you're like, yeah, right, Jay. Sure, there's a DVD.
Yeah, DVD.
I swear.
First we get another gerbil. Now it's the freaking DVDs.
Hey, it was one or the other, right? Two gerbils, better sound, or the DVD.
Oh, man. Let the lasers fly, homeboy.
Which one do I need to pick? Decisions. But this video is on the DVD. And also, well, there's some other gems with you on that DVD as well.
Everything with me in it's a gem.
Yeah. Sure. But this is your song called You're in Trouble.
It is called You're in Trouble. So I've got a pee. What's it? To you, I hold myself as I run in the bathroom, expecting to give myself relief. I take a deep breath, I unzip my fly, the door swings open and there's another guy. And now he's standing, waiting for me. Pressure's on, now I'd better get busy. There isn't a sound, he must be listening. Oh, why can't else is in the bathroom? How can it be such a task is looking so doubtful? It's inevitable and it's gonna start to come out anytime now, so hurry. Why can't I be when someone else is in the bathroom? When someone else is in the bathroom? When someone else is in the bathroom? Myself closer so he doesn't peek. This guy's probably wondering what's wrong with me. I'm wondering the same thing too. Been here a while now and I start to cry. I can't get going and I don't know why. Come on, now he must think I'm pitiful. Think of stuff to get myself whizzing. Running water, cold showers, air about freezing. Why can't I be when someone else is in the bathroom? It's hurting me like a rubber band stops the pipe flow. It's unbearable, I've gotta go so bad, but my little friend ain't listening. Why can't I be when someone else is in the bathroom? I'd love for this to be over. Someone else is in the bathroom. How can it be such a task is looking so doubtful? Why can't I be when someone else is in the bathroom? It's hurting me like a rubber band stop the pipe flow. It's unbearable, I've gotta go so bad, but my little friend.
That's what they call a comedy gem.
Indeed.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Our friend Dino Mike is visiting us here on the 44th floor. An incredible view, right, sir?
Indeed. I'm getting a little lightheaded.
And the heat outside is just... how you liking that Vegas heat, Mike?
You know, the Vegas heat, it's... I mean, it hasn't been as bad as it's been so far, but at the concert last night, my God. I've never been thirstier in my existence.
How do you think Al felt? You know, he had that fat suit on.
He had water.
Yeah, but still, I'm sure that suit can't be.
Oh no, I'm sure it was horrible.
I'm sure that suit's not like air conditioned.
Oh no.
And if it's not, why not, Al? You can afford it.
Seriously.
Put a little fan in there.
Spring for the Freon. Come on.
Seriously. You can afford it, I think. We saw that light system that was being taken down and put in his truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily $30,000 of lights right there.
So I think, you know, you could squeeze $500 out and, you know, go get a nice air-conditioned fat suit. But anyway, we're going to take a break. Dino Mike is here. When we come back, we'll talk more with Mike. He's got a new song. He'll give us a little taste of that and tell us about the album that's coming out. And, he can tell us how to cure cancer. He's great. He'll be back. It's right after this. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show.
I think Bullet wants to go outside.
Then take him, son. Sure, he's a Great Dane, meaner and 100 pounds heavier than you. Sure, he's strong enough to tow an SUV, but you're a Peterson, and at 4, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice.
Like this?
I use both hands, but hey. Now show him who's boss. Let him know who's top of the food chain.
But I'm afraid I could get hurt.
I'm afraid I don't understand. Just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, boy.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Daddy!
Make him spit that cat out this instant!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, I'm Joanne Woodward. Ever notice how many things in life happen in a circle? The seasons, revolving credit, hula hoops, the spinning of the circle we call Earth, and recycling. Together, we've already made a difference. Sorting glass, plastic, separating cans, stacking newspapers. Now there are lots of products made from things we've already recycled. A paperclip, in a more daring life, a 56 convertible. A cereal box, once your Sunday paper. It all goes back to the circle. It starts when we recycle trash at home and at work. It's completed when we buy products made from recycled materials. How do you know the difference? Check the label for something called post-consumer recycled content. Then buy the highest percentage of it you can find. You'll save a tree, you'll save energy, and in your own way, you'll help save the world. Complete the circle.
For your free Buy Recycled shopping guide, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! That's moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. And if you want to email me, you can. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. You can find Dino Mike there. I allowed him to be in my top friends. Yay. And speaking of Dino Mike, he's here. Hi, Dino Mike.
Hi, Crazy J.
It's so super swell of you to be here today.
Well, it's super fabulous to be here also.
No, your true colors are coming out.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. So, a little tinkly.
Mike's like, I don't know if I want to do your show. I'm like, I got gerbils. And he's like, all right.
All right.
So you've been working on a new album.
I have been.
And you got a new song.
Yes, I do.
I like this one. You did it at Desert Fest. It's Dork Whore, right? That's the name of it?
Yeah,
yeah. Is that the proper name?
That's the name of it, yes. It's
Instead of giving them the whole thing, why don't we just give them a little teaser?
Yeah, of course. It's still in production, so the just a disclaimer, the background's not what it's going to be on the record. I was never known as cool, the nerdiest kid in my school. Never went to a party, D&D was my forte. I never played on any sports, unless you count N64. My dating life didn't exist, don't even know what first base is. Then one day I met a girl that changed it all for me. She rocked my WoW and redefined MMORPG. We sat up all night chatting about the size of my score. And before I knew it, I had this girl knocking on my door, cause she's a dork whore. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dork whore. From involuntary celibacy, dork whore. And doesn't charge a thing at all for me.
Let's just leave him with that.
I agree.
Let's leave them wanting more.
Ooh.
More dork whore.
Wet their chops a little.
So, Dino Mike, it's a pleasure to have you here. Not destroying anything.
I know. It's nice.
Not trying to hurt me.
Well, the straitjacket helps a tad.
It does. But I'm more comfortable in the straitjacket. And it's a perfect color.
I know, I know.
That slightly urine-stained yellowish-white color.
Yep. And it also, it's a lot easier to eat Jell-O pudding with your face.
That wasn't Jell-O pudding I was eating.
There's that line again.
Here's that line, Jay. I don't want you to cross it again. But, what can we expect? What kind of parodies can we expect on the new CD?
You know,
have you wrote the parodies yet?
Absolutely not. No. I've made it a point this time. Was I've had on the last album, I had some I don't know. They're still good songs, but they're still like more dated parodies. Like You're in Trouble came out like I don't know when did that come out?
1964.
Approximately. And that was like what, like 4 years after that I actually made the new album. So I'm trying to keep the parodies fresher. So I'm writing all the originals. All the originals are written. I just have to record them now.
And you're having technical problems.
I am. Unfortunately, I burned out a piece of equipment. So yeah, I just couldn't take it anymore. Committed suicide.
Well, you bastard. We should just stop being friends because I was really expecting the CD to come out at the end of the month, and that's not going to happen.
Sorry, I'm not Luke Ski.
Ooh.
Oh, was that a zing?
Nicely played, sir. Wow. And that was not for me. That was Dino Mike. You can find him at dinomike.com. Wow. Nicely played. I was using a speech reference, but if you're going to throw out Luke Ski, wow. I'm impressed, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had a good insult on that guy since, well, I said I was pissed about his wedding.
Oh, man. Going back.
Oh, you know, and, let me, and now that we're on that subject of the wedding.
Here we go.
I've never talked about this since, but I called it. I said I give that wedding, I give that marriage a year. And it went a year and a half.
Close.
So, I was on it. I think I was pretty good. And Eric Hoag, if you're keeping notes, I still hate you. Wow. I do. That guy hates me because I was mad I didn't get invited to Luke Ski's wedding.
Am I a fat, bald guy with a weekday talk show? Why are you telling me all this?
Hey. Because you're a fan and a friend.
Okay, fair enough.
I opened up to you because I thought you cared. What a dick. But, no, I was just impressed with the Luke Ski zing.
Oh, yeah, it was quick, too.
Have you seen that god-awful DVD?
I haven't, no.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
You have not seen the ego-minded...
No, I haven't.
Luke Ski... Oh, well, we're watching it. Oh, what? You really haven't?
I really haven't.
Oh, you are in for a treat.
Oh, goodness.
I thought... Didn't you say... I thought you said you saw it or you... There was some... You had some...
I saw it on your shelf.
No, I thought...
I never actually watched the contents of it.
Well, I just use it to balance my coffee table. Because that's more useful than actually watching it.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't obviously listen to the show because he doesn't send me any material anymore.
No, I'm not really worried about him hearing it.
And I don't care.
No.
I'm a dick. That's all there is to it. I'm a dick. And I want to thank you for making me talk about Luke Ski, and you're a dick. Thank you for bringing that up, Mike.
No,
I appreciate
it. No problem.
Wow. It's been 10 years since that guy's been on the show.
Wow, I was just making a comment about how quick he puts out albums, but I could have said Art Paul.
You know, and that might be the reason why he sucks. It's because he has a new album out every 3 months. He has like Basement Volumes, Volume 24. Like, do we need that much Luke Ski? You know what I do with that much shit? I have guys that come up my house on Sundays and pick it up. I pay them for pooping, scooping my yard. I should just throw the Luke Ski DVD out there.
You pay someone to poop or scoop your yard?
Hell yeah.
You're a lazy bastard.
I'm not lazy. I'm just not home.
Okay.
You want to go out there and pick it up? It's fun.
How much are you paying me?
I go out there and be like, I'm playing in mud. But seriously, like, you can't recycle that kind of crap.
What?
Luke Ski's DVD.
Oh, okay. We're back on that
still.
Okay.
Well, you brought it up. Wow. I can't believe I've been holding on to that, a piece of aggression.
Oh, we have the funny sauce in the...
God damn it! He stayed at my house for a fucking weekend, and he's gonna get fucking married, and he's not even gonna send me an invitation, and he's basing it on if he thinks people can fucking afford it. What kind of fucking shit is that?
How long ago was this, honestly?
It was...
It's like 10 years ago.
It's like 12 years ago. And his now fucking ex-wife breaks a lamp in my mom's house and doesn't even offer to pay for it, cunt. Jesus Christ. Fucking hate him. I hate him. And then I don't know if you remember that little short show I did out here on AM 1230, and I had to pay to be on every hour.
I think I was on that channel.
You did. You did an interview. That's right. You did an interview, but we had we had Luke Ski call in
I remember this, actually.
I forget what it was when he called in, and apparently, we didn't know you could hear everything that was being said while you were on hold.
Oh, and you're just talking about how much she was talking. I remember this.
And he emailed me the next day. I heard everything you said. Oh, man. It was just... Fucker! And the other part is Grant, on the next show... Like, apologizes for, he's like doing my voice, he's like, hi, this is Crazy Jane, I just want to apologize to Luke Ski for my outrageous behavior. Don't apologize for me! You didn't invite, he invites Dr. Demento and Weird Al like they're gonna show up. They're basing it on availability and people that can afford it. That's like me inviting Weird Al to a party, he could've went last night. Is he gonna go? Probably not.
It was a fun party, though.
It was a fun party.
He missed out.
He did miss out. Just like we missed out on that goddamn wedding. And I bet he was the entertainment. He probably put on some fucking Klingon suit and fucking sang at his own wedding. His own songs.
We need some shots in here.
What the hell? How did this start today? Oh, yeah, you brought it up.
Yeah, my bad.
Wow. And I totally thought, like, I would never talk about not being invited to that goddamn wedding.
I accidentally tipped the snowball.
I can't believe it. And it, don't even get me started on Raymond and Scum and Hot Waffles. F those guys, too. Oh, we don't like him anymore. He lives in Vegas and his show's different. Whatever. I'm going to take a break now. Come do a shot and calm down.
All right, how about that local sports affiliation?
The hell? Fucking Luke Ski. I tell you what. My DVD is a hell of a lot funnier than that piece of shit. You haven't seen it. But
I haven't. I can't even.
I'm going to show it to you now.
I can't even interject.
The music videos are awful.
Thanks.
And then you have to sit through his live performances that he does. I don't remember the first live show he did for me. It was at Lizzie's Cup of Joe.
I played there.
Yes, you did. But he played there. And the first song he did was about farting and smoking weed. Not funny. Not that those two things aren't funny. But he's not funny. And I know he don't listen. I don't get any email from him. Nothing. And if you are listening, fuck you. You should have invited me to the wedding. I'm still bitter. Sorry. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to go do a shot and get this thing back on track. What a spontaneous moment you caused, Mike.
I know. Let's get back to happy times.
I'm going to go take a break, and I'm going to do a shot, and I'm going to find my happy place.
Find your happy place.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself.
Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off 2 indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who worked night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just 1 pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Insane.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I am back. I have been medicated. And the straps on the straitjacket are a little tighter. I do apologize for some of the sound quality in our last segment. I'm still learning the new digital equipment here. And I guess I got a little heated. Thank you, Dino Mike. But anyway.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back.
Wow. Talk about... What was that, Mike? We were listening to it during the break.
Yeah.
What was that?
I think that's what we call when someone snaps. So remind me, never get on your bad side.
It's like 12 years ago. I still remember when Grant handed me that invitation on the show. And I remember the little radio show that Eric Hoag put together that was supposed to insult me. And he was even more pissed off when he found out how much I liked it. That's brilliant. I want to play it on my show. I'm not giving you permission to play it. Oh, it's great stuff. But I'm sorry I've cut into your time, Mike.
No, I am more amused than anybody right now.
You were like, what the hell?
I'm just all like, okay, I'm going to walk this direction now.
I didn't think I was still really pissed off at that whole... You know, I think it's that whole circle that I used to be a part of when I was in California. And really the only one I'm outside of you that even is... still kind of keeps me in the loop of what's going on is Chris Valenti. And even then, that's not, you know, 100% solid ground. But, I mean, all the others throwing toasters and hot waffles and Raymond and Scum, I can't tell you the last time any of them were on the show or sent me any new material or anything like that. So,
well, I'm still in the California circle, so don't compromise me too much.
I didn't. I said outside of you.
I know.
Pay attention, Mike.
Oh, I'm paying attention.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
These are Jay's opinions, everybody.
Of course they're my opinions. I just said I don't know what happened with those guys. I miss them.
Oh.
That doesn't help, Mike.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was a touching moment. Should I do it straight? Should I start a slow clap?
You're about to understand the satisfaction of a bitch slap, my friend. That's what you're about to experience. But I hope you're having great fun here today, Mike.
Oh, I'm having a blast.
My levels were a little hot on the last segment, but it's like I said, I'm learning the...
Oh, did you get into the red?
Yeah, probably tweaked it a little past that, but I'm still learning the new equipment in here, but you get the gif of it. I was pretty pissed, I felt at that time that it happened that I brought him to California for the first time to do his first L.A. show. We had a big hookup at a restaurant so people could come out and meet him. He stayed at my house, got him into Disneyland. Did all this stuff for him, and then, you know, my kick in the teeth was not getting invited to that wedding. I mean, I wouldn't have gone, because, you know, I wouldn't have wasted my time on it, but it's the idea that you would, you know, you invite people. She's like, well, we only want a selection of people. It was like, you just send out invitations. People will let you know if they're coming. I would have sent them a gift, like a how-to book on how to, you know, have a successful marriage.
Jesus.
Or why you shouldn't marry a bitch would have been another one.
Well, just why get married in the first place? That's better.
Right. I'm not going to get married. I'm happy with the way things are.
Oh, yeah.
I get to go out and dance with whores. That apparently is an addiction I have.
It is. We've got to get you some help for that.
Well, I know somebody that can give me a number.
Oh, okay. As long as you get your bases covered.
But I get to go out to nightclubs, and I get... You saw it. I get to dance with some pretty nice-looking ladies, Mike.
There are some pretty nice-looking ladies out there.
That's right. I like them. You know,
they dig the craziness.
They let me grab their titties.
I saw that, actually.
You know, come on. But I'm gay, Mike. People are like, I think Crazy Jay's gay. Gay guys don't want to suckle a teat.
Oh, no. You're honking hooters left and right.
Oh, my God. They were all over my fucking face last night.
They were.
Sorry. That was out of line.
Oh, that was out of line.
What else was out of line today?
Oh.
Expressing my true feelings. I opened up. Where was Dr. Phil?
Moving on. All right.
I want to go on the Steve Wilco show.
So you have a crazy dog, Jay.
Which dog are we talking about?
The crazy one.
Charlie Manson?
Yeah, Charlie Manson's a nut job.
Yeah, he's crazy. I'm glad you finally get to meet him.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of dogs, Mike.
Yes.
You do a song on your first album called Sparklies about a dog.
Oh, I did too.
He's like, I did?
Like, what? Oh, yeah.
What song is that?
Oh. That's supposed to be a leeway?
Wait, it's a
segue. Segue. What word was I thinking of?
I don't know.
Oh. It's been a weird day.
It has been a very weird day.
Don't you hate it when you can't think of the word that you want?
What? You know, I was waiting for you to fucking segue into this damn song.
Oh, my bad. Let's rewind that.
I already set it up by saying, speaking of dogs, Mike.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
This doesn't really need much setup, really. At all.
Well, tell me when you're ready, damn it.
Play it.
Boys, like this is Shaggy coming at you with my main dog, Scooby-Doo.
Hoorie?
Hey. Like, let's get ready to shake your mad rumps to this groovy tune.
Rah. A ruby, 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 roo.
Yeah.
A ruby, 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 roo.
Get down.
Ruby, 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 roo.
Uh-huh.
A ruby, 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 roo.
Like you're my best pal, Scooby-Doo, you're my best friend. You run away from ghosts with me, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my best pal. Raggy, you're the greatest. When I'm red, I rump and you roll re.
Well, like we solve mysteries, but we're so young. Always running, but we seem to get the job done. That Daphne, she's easier than an altar boy. And that Wussy Fred is her little boy toy. Looking back, I don't think Velma was joking. Oh, when she asked me why that fan was always smoking. With such a high IQ, you'd think that she'd get the point. Me and Scooby are in there, always smoking tons of zoinks. Like you're my best pal, Scooby-Doo, you're my best friend. You run away from ghosts with me, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my rest pal. Raggy, you're the greatest. When I'm red, I rump and you roll re.
Don't know who we'll find when we take off that ghost mask. Like who cares, cause when we do we get Scooby snacks. Like the game runs off and I'm alone with Scooby-Doo. Now he's gone too, so I'll yell, where are you? Me and Scooby would much rather be eaten. Not by a monster, it'd be us who do the feeding. Like we don't even get medical for all our hijinks. Working for Mystery Inc. really, really does stink. Like you're my best pal, Scooby-Doo, you're my best friend. You run away from ghosts with me, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my best pal. Raggy, you're the greatest. When I'm red, I romp and you roll me.
Well, Scoob, you may be my buddy, but you're smelling kinda cruddy.
These probably cat food too.
Well, I would hate to spoil it, but you drink out of the toilet.
Hey, Raggy, road to you.
If I did just great, then I'd hook up with a ton of dames.
I bet you wish that that were true.
So I'm Scoob Touche, but you'll never get any babes.
Who do you think me Scrappy-Doo?
Well, like we saw mysteries, yes, we always did. And then you catch us and call us meddling kids. Like Scooby-Doo, we've got some work to do, run. Gotta catch that villain, always for pure fun. All this time, Scoob has always been my best friend. Through thick and thin, stuck to the very end. Scoob, I wanna give my appreciation there to every destination, even crappy animation. Like you're my best pal, you do, you're my best friend. You run away from ghosts with me, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my best pal. Raggy, you're the greatest. When I'm red, I romp and you roll re.
But you're the best pal a guy could ever ask for. I wear bell bottoms and a shirt that's green, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my best pal, a dog's best friend, yeah. You dress bad, but that don't bother me.
Like our new song's pretty keen, huh, Scoob?
Yeah.
Like, what do you say we tune in more to the Crazy J Rockin' Comedy Show?
Uh-huh.
I like that. You see, Luke Ski, that's how you write a parody.
Wow, we just can't get past it.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm just, wow. I'm gonna move on, though.
Okay. We're moving on.
But I'm still showing you that DVD.
That's fair enough.
Oh, so you've got the live show coming up. You're working on an album.
I am.
How well is Comedy Kazi doing for you?
Comedy Kazi is doing pretty well. It's doing much, much better digitally than it is in hard copy. So I have a closet full of CDs I need to get rid of. So please buy hard copies. There's a lot of hard work into the artwork into that. So, and you get a DVD with it. You don't get the DVD when you buy it on iTunes.
And I'm on the DVD.
And Crazy J's on the
DVD. Looking like a goddamn bum. I want to thank you for setting that up and not telling people why it looked like that.
Okay, there's really no setup involved. I just put a camera and said, Jay, can I interview really quick? Sure.
Right. At a Halloween party. And I'm all in a suit that's wrapped up, ripped to shreds, and I'm by some fire. It looks like I'm a bum. Like, Crazy J's hit rock bottom. What's going on over there?
I don't know. I think it added to the...
It added nothing. Everybody else all nice, getting the grant from Throwing Toasters, talking nice and dressed nice. Here I am in a fucking shitty suit, ripped to shreds.
Well, you got to bear in mind, how often do I really get to see you since you live in Vegas? The one time right before the album that I got the interview was when I went to your Halloween party.
Well, I could have took the suit off and
put on
the crew. I know. Well, yes, I know I didn't. It's all right. I like the clip. I think it's funny. It's on my DVD.
It is funny. So yeah, I guess you don't really need to buy mine if it's on his, so whatever.
No, I want them to buy yours because it's good. It's good quality stuff.
It is good quality stuff. It's high grade H2O.
It is, and I enjoy it. So got just a couple songs here that we decided we were going to do, but we're just about out of time. So you want to do the newer one?
Yeah, Liam, let me give that one a shot.
I think. Is this the one?
Is this the one? I remember the lyrics of this. This is the one.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that was the right one. Anyway, this is only a couple weeks old.
This is brand spanking new. That's why I'm saying I have a hard time remembering the lyrics.
Well, you did fine at Desert Fest. I think you'll do all right again.
I did. That was only a few weeks ago, so hopefully that sticks with me. It's 1 p.m. on Friday afternoon. In a few hours, I'll be clubbing soon. I finished my work a bit early. I've gotta look busy till it's time to leave. It's another Friday at work. Friday at work. It's a typical Friday at work. Friday at work. I guess I'll check if any emails were sent. I just checked 2 minutes ago, but it may be urgent. Oh, I just got an email. Who could have guessed? It seems on MySpace I have a friend request. So I click the link to my MySpace account. Do I know a Sarah69? I'd better check her out. It seems she only has one friend besides me, and she wants me to check out her webcam for free. It's another Friday at work. Friday at work. A monotonous Friday at work. Friday at work. Outside I'll stretch my legs, and so I head off to the bathroom, though I don't need to go. I run into Bob from down the hall. He tells me about his kid, but I don't care at all. That's nice, Bob. I get back and I feel a bit lonely, so I check out the ads on eHarmony. There's a lot of girls that have a bit more to love. Even average women seem to have a bit too much chub. It's another Friday at work. Friday at work. It's a typical Friday at work. Friday at work. I go to eBay so that I can see if I'm still the high bidder on the Paris DVD. I'm still a little shy to buy pornos in store, so I have it sent discreetly to my front door.
boss sneaks up on me, so I almost didn't hear. Just in time, I hit Command H and my windows disappear. He asked me about a report that I left on his desk. I say, I think that was the other mic. You know, the one in the dress. It's another Friday at work. Friday at work. It's a typical Friday at work. Friday at work. I turn on instant messaging to see if my friends have any plans for this upcoming weekend. Oh, I guess I'll check my email again, but everything in my inbox is already red. I look at my watch and it's almost time to go, so I straighten up my desk for 10 minutes or so. I smile and wave to my boss, but to myself I say, jerk, this is just a typical Friday at work.
Make sure you finish that licensing report before you leave today.
Damn it.
Dino Mike is in the house.
In his house.
That's his newest song, simply titled Friday at Work.
Friday at Work.
I'm Crazy Jay. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor listening to some live music from Dino Mike, entertaining us the way parody artists should, with good, funny parodies.
Thank you, Jay.
You're quite welcome. And your MySpace page again.
It is myspace.com/DinoMike, DinoMike.
And you also have that official website, which is dino-mike.com.
And a hyphen is a dash. I actually ran into somebody less than a week ago that didn't know what a hyphen was. And then they didn't know what a dash was. So I had to point it out on the keyboard, and they still didn't know what it was, so I had to give them directions. That's like, it's the third to the left of the delete button. And they're like, oh, okay. Oh, people.
A dash. It's a little...
It's a dash.
It's a dash.
It's a dash.
It's a dash.
I didn't think it was difficult.
Well, we're going to wrap up this interview, Mike, with... Well, I haven't turned this machine on in a while, but you inspired me today with Luke Ski. And this is a special machine I designed and created years ago.
You created a machine?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's what I like to call the Luke Ski Shit Selector. And it just randomly selects a song from the fabulous Luke Ski category, or catalog, and just plays a song. And it's a shit selector. There's not one good song is going to be played.
Okay.
You want to test the theory?
All right. That's...
don't. You don't like it, Mike, so don't be shy.
I'm more of a what the hell is going on here type of situation. So...
So
yeah, let's spin the.
We're just gonna hit the random shit selector button.
Yeah.
And
let the lasers fly.
Let the lasers fly. And Mike, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jay. It's been more than a pleasure.
Thank you for bringing up some repressed memories.
You know what? That's what friends are for.
All right. It has selected a song. Here it comes.
Are y'all ready, kids? Are you ready?
I'm ready. All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the animated style that you're used to. I'm shaped funny, but yo, soon everybody will see the whole room is down way under the sea. Now you all oughta watch with your son and daughter all my nautical nonsense in the underwater. I'll eat a bowl of jellyfish jam you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is SpongeBob, pronounced with an unchbob. Flipping burgers sure really is a fun job. And all the Krabby Patties I make are for the 12:30 lunch mob. I got your order up, you're in Bikini Bottom. You want the best meal, the Krusty Krab's got a bun, patty, lettuce, cheese, onion, sweet, over tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, pickles, bun, and that order.
Mr. Crazy J.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Parents are probably idiots, too.
You idiot!
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot!
Yeah.
It's the music of Plan B right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J, and it is a pleasure to be here rocking the 44th floor. Let's give it up for Dino Mike. Yeah, that was fun. Good stuff. And, hey, if you want to be a guest DJ on the show, maybe make a request, or you just have a comment, you can email me. My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also check me out on MySpace. That is myspace.com/crazyj13. If you want to, maybe make a friend request or send me a funny comment. Beg me to be in my top friends or more. You can also check out the official website of the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's rockincomedyshow.com. Soon to get a major upgrade. Got a lot of things planned for that website to get people to go back to it and check it out and make it so it doesn't just look like a blog site. So lots of things going on with that. So I'm excited about that. Hopefully by the end of next month, we'll have the new website up and running and ready to go. We're digital now. We've got hundreds of thousands of downloads every week. Why not give us a fun website, an interactive site? That's what I'm going for. Just some more fun stuff. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, what do you say? Let's do some news. How about it?
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
It is time for Not in the News News, one of our favorite segments here on the show. This week, because we had Mike here and a lot going on, it's just a little bit shorter. We're doing it now. These are actual news stories that you can find at websites like FARC.com, that's F-A-R-K.com. FREEP is another good one, F-R-E-E-P.com. And you can go to Yahoo and click on Odd News and things like that. And a lot of you guys have been emailing me stories, so that's kind of fun. You're like, Jay, come on, read this on the show, it's funny. It's really good. And then someone like will send me one and they're like, it's so funny. And I don't see the humor in it at all. But we're going to get things started with a story that comes out of South Florida. And this is apparently a story about a man who was arrested because he stole a car from a woman at Walmart.
Are you saying I'm stupid?
No,
Do I look stupid to you?
It's not about being stupid. It's just why and how. The man whom police did not identify allegedly took out a machete.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
He took out a machete and stole the car from a woman leaving Walmart around 11 a.m. Deputies caught up with the man shortly thereafter. Several units, including a police dog, helped arrest the man. He didn't give up that easily, though. He was charged with armed robbery and carjacking.
Erroneous on both counts.
He has some other charges pending as well. That's too kind of a slow start. That's a kind of a weak story, but fun. I did have fun bringing it to you. This next story is weird. This is like, why the hell did he do this? Police are describing it as a rampage with no apparent motive.
Oh, man, I am so excited. I may vomit.
Hold your excitement. It left four people injured, including a senior citizen who was just getting off the streetcar. It took a good Samaritan risking his own safety to stop it. It happened around 9:30 last Friday. It started when a man ran up to a guy named Rob McDonald and for no apparent reason hit him in the head. The stunned victim suffered bruises from his arms when he fell to the ground, and at first he didn't even know what was going on. He didn't see anything, he said, and he wasn't quite sure what hit him. At first, he thought maybe it was a car.
Now, you pulled a boner tonight, and you know it.
Boner. When he fell, he lost consciousness, and when he came to, he was on his stomach. Luckily for McDonald, co-worker Mark Kingston, well, he saw what was going on and raced to his aid. But he also wound up suffering the stranger's wrath. He went after him, he remembers. He said he took a shot at him and blocked his punch and took a kick at me, and I blocked that too. But the man still wasn't done. He then tried to grab an elderly woman's purse, and she screamed for help.
Somebody help me! Help me!
But when he did not, but what he did next outraged Charlie Correa, who decided to get involved despite the terrible risk. I'm sorry, the print on the story is really small. I seen this guy trying to grab a Chinese lady's purse, he recalls. He slapped her twice in the face, wrestled her to the ground. He kneed her twice in the face, gave her one boot to the head with a foot, and then he took off laughing. Correa wasn't able to let him get away. He was holding him to make sure he wasn't going to go anywhere. He got out of the car, grabbed him, restrained him. He swung at him twice. He hit me once, and then he went to gouge my eyes out with his fingers, but I held on to him until the cops came.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's right. Charlie sports a huge red mark near his eyes and was one of the two victims who required some treatment in the hospital. It took at least six paramedics and police officers to restrain the violent stranger, who quickly began struggling with them. His irrational actions and his show of strength has cops believing that the suspect may have been under the influence of drugs.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
I bet you it was meth. He's like, I gotta get some meth. I won't be on meth. I like it. It's good. It makes me feel funny all over. Oh, this is a great story. In Richmond, Virginia, a couple walked into a Norfolk courthouse on a spring day, exchanged a few words, and within 10 minutes were seemingly husband and wife.
Every great journey begins with a single footstep.
And turns out it was an unremarkable ceremony, except that several weeks later, officials realized the shapely bride might not have been a woman.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
I think you have a pretty good idea. Now authorities in Virginia, where same-sex marriages are illegal, are weighing whether to file misdemeanor charges against the two. Antonio, who's 31, and Justin McCain, who's 18. Well, you can say an announcement is expected very soon. A prosecutor says the decision to press charges could turn on whether the pair knowingly misled officials when they applied for a license and later traveled to the courthouse for a ceremony. If the bride was transgender and identified as a woman, it is unclear whether the marriage would be considered illegal or not.
How come you know I'm a girlfriend anyhow?
My dad says it's because you're confused about your sexuality.
No, I never said that.
I believe the term he used was phagnostic.
Right, phagnostic.
The pair went to Newport Circuit Court to obtain a marriage license. McCain appearing as a woman and saying the name Justine before a deputy. McCain produced a Virginia's driver's license, but a design quirk. The M or F for male or female appears directly against a darkened state seal, which meant nobody noticed McCain's gender.
So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
That's what they're trying to do. When things are rolling along and you don't have any reason to suspect that somebody is not being completely forthright with you, you might not take the time to check, said Davis, who issues about 2,200 licenses a year. The same day, the couple traveled 19 miles to Norfolk, where local marriage commissioner Al Coward performed the ceremony. They pawned themselves off as a man and a woman, and they did a very good job.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about gay love!
Yeah, yeah! Davis said officials became suspicious around May 12th, when McCain returned to the court to apply for a name change. The new name, Penelope Arona Goldberry. That's interesting. And that's probably why it raised a red flag. Paperwork later revealed McCain's legal name of record was Justice, not Justine. Davis said vital statistics officials in McCain's home state of North Carolina later confirmed McCain was born male, though they would not provide actual records. Activists say the case highlights the difficulty in trying to fit transgender individuals into rigid legal definitions of what makes one male or female. Less than 1% of Americans are transgender, a fluid term that can apply as much to a person who has had gender reassignment surgery as to those who take hormones or wear clothing to resemble another sex.
I am a man. I don't buy girl products.
Now, this is a great story. It's about a
naked
cyclist who will face charges of exhibitionism and obstruction of justice after being chased by police on bicycles and in a patrol car. The 35-year-old man was spotted about 11 p.m. on a bicycle path. The only thing he was wearing then was a yellow baseball cap.
He was all naked and raring to go.
That's right. Police on bicycles chased the man through residential streets as they communicated with the patrol car. By the time the man was cornered, he had put more clothes on. Maybe he had a knapsack hidden somewhere. The charge of exhibitionism is fairly rare. He added, since the suspect must be caught in the act. Now this next story, you might go, there's no way, Jay, you can make this story funny. You're right, I probably can't, because it is a horrible, tragic story. But the sound bites will hopefully lighten it up just a little bit and make it funny, but with a serious edge. A boy of 7 was kept chained in a cellar by his cannibalistic family.
Kids, if I may, you should always respect a parent over a close and seemingly more courageous friend of the family, no matter how moronic, obnoxious, craven, and cowardly the parent seems to be.
That's right. I'm going to read that line again. A boy of 7 was kept chained in a cellar by his cannibal family as they ate parts of him. Can you believe that?
I really like it.
And that's beside the point. Sobbing, and I can't even pronounce his first name, Andre, I don't even know if that's right, O-N-D-R-E-J, Ondrej Manorva, was rescued alive when a neighbor's TV picked up footage from a camera filming his agony.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
I agree with you. He had been partially skinned after monstrous mom Clara, 31, caged him for months, while relatives who were also in a sick cult feasted on his raw flesh.
Carl Jr., fuck you. I'm eating.
That's right. The mom kept in a chess court as her evil was exposed in a case echoing the Fritzl dungeon horror in Austria. The boy and his helpless brother Jacob, 9, were kept in cages or handcuffs to tables as they were riddly tortured, burnt, and whipped with belts.
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
The life of hell only ended when a neighbor in the city of Brno bought a CCTV baby monitor. And instead of pictures of his newborn, he was confronted by live images of the boy.
Naked!
Yeah, naked in his cellar, beaten and chained. Cops swooped up on the house next door and also freed a girl posing as an adopted sister, age 13, and clutching a teddy. She later turned out to be 34 years old and one of the torturers. The boy's mom accused the woman, fellow cult member Barbara Skrlova, of brainwashing her. She wailed, "Terrible things have happened. I realize it, and I can't understand how I could have allowed it."
Must be a good influence on children.
The court in her home city heard the abuse of her children was co-oriented via text messages sent by a leader of the Grail Movement cult who was known only as the Doctor.
Things that make you go,
Her sister Katrina was also involved. The abuse trial of the boys, mom, another relative, and their bogus sister Skrlova, who fled and was later found posing as a boy in Norway, continues. Three others also face charges. That is so sick and disturbing. But that's going to do it for this installment of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Of Not in the News News, that is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap up with a little bit more funny and rock right after this.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! And it's moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Month after month, we hear the laments. Where are the quality investments? Interest rates are down. Bonds and IRAs flat. Well, one investment has surfaced recently, paying enormous dividends. It's priced reasonably, it's simple to purchase, and while you can't buy it on the stock market, you can buy it at your supermarket. It's any product or packaging made from recycled materials. When you buy those products, the paper, plastic, metal, and glass that you've recycled gets put to good use, and recycling keeps working to help protect the earth. So look for products and packaging made from recycled materials, and buy recycled. In a world of investments, it's the only one that means the world to all of us.
For more information, call Environmental Defense at 1-800-2-RECYCLE or visit www.environmentaldefense.org. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.
So here's my cell phone number, my husband's cell phone number, and here's the number to the grandparents. The number of the restaurant we'll be at, it's just down the block. And I told the neighbors you were here, so if anything happens, anything at all, don't hesitate to call. And what's your cell phone number again? I don't think I put that in.
Honey.
Just, what?
Honey, he'll be fine, okay? Let's go.
I know you're right.
The odds of a babysitter calling 911? 1 in 1,400. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Way back when I was just a little bitty boy, living in a box under the stairs in the corner of the basement of the house half a block down the street from Jerry's bait shop. You know the place. Well, anyway, back then life was going swell and everything was just peachy! Except, of course, for the undeniable fact that every single morning, my mother would make me a big old bowl of sauerkraut for breakfast. Big bowl of sauerkraut! Every single morning! It was driving me crazy! I said to my mom, I said, hey, mom, what's up with all the sauerkraut? And my dear sweet mother, she just looked at me like a cow looks at an oncoming train. And she leaned right down next to me. And she said, it's good for you! And then she tied me to the wall and stuck a funnel in my mouth and force-fed me nothing but sauerkraut until I was 26 and a half years old. That's when I swore that someday I would get out of that basement and travel to a magical faraway place where the sun is always shining and the air smells like warm root beer and the towels are oh so fluffy. Where the Shriners and the Lepers play their ukuleles all day long and anyone on the street will gladly shave your back for a nickel. Waka waka doo doo, yeah. Well, let me tell you people, it wasn't long at all before my dream came true, because the very next day a local radio station had this contest to see who could correctly guess the number of molecules in Leonard Nimoy's butt. I was off by 3, but I still won the grand prize. That's right, a first class one way ticket to Albuquerque. Albuquerque. Oh yeah. You know, I'd never been on a real airplane before, and I gotta tell you, it was really great. Except that I had to sit between two large Albanian women with excruciatingly severe body odor, and the little kid in back of me kept throwing up the whole time. The flight attendants ran out of Dr. Pepper and salted peanuts. And the in-flight movie was Biodome with Pauly Shore. And oh yeah, 3 of the airplane engines burned out. We went into a tailspin and crashed into a hillside. And the plane exploded in a giant fireball and everybody died. Except for me. You know why?
Because I have my tray table up. And my seat back in the full upright position. Have my tray table up.
Of it all, the phone got knocked off
I decided to buy some donuts. So I got in my car and I drove over to the donut shop, and I walked on up to the guy behind the counter, and he says, "Yeah, what do you want?" I said, "You got any glazed donuts?" He said, "No, we're out of glazed donuts." I said, "Well, you got any jelly donuts?" He said, "No, we're out of jelly donuts." I said, "You got any Bavarian cream filled donuts?" He said, "No, we're out of Bavarian cream filled donuts." I said, "You got any cinnamon rolls?" He said, "No, we're out of cinnamon rolls." I said, "You got any apple fritters?" He said, "No, we're out of apple fritters." I said, "You got any bear claws?" He said, "Wait a minute, I'll go check." What do you have? He says, "All I got right now is this box of 1 dozen starving, crazed weasels." I said, "Okay, I'll take that." So he hands me the box, and I open up the lid, and the weasels jump out, and they immediately latch onto my face and start biting me all over. Oh, man, they were just going nuts. They were tearing me apart. You know, I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started going through my head. I believe it went a little something like this. That's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast with a slight overbite and hair the color of strained peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she said to me. She said, "Hey, you got weasels on your face." That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that. Oh, we ate together, we bathed together, we even shared the same piece of mint-flavored dental floss. The world was our burrito. So we got married and we bought us a house and had 2 beautiful children, Nathaniel and Superfly. Oh, we were so very, very, very happy. Oh, yeah. But then one fateful night, Zelda said to me, she said, "Sweetie Pumpkin, do you want to join the Columbia Record Club?" I said, "Whoa! Hold on now, baby! I'm just not ready for that kind of a commitment!" So we broke up and I never saw her again, but that's just the way things. Crowd!
That's all I'm really trying to say. And by the way, if one day you happen to wake up and find yourself in an existential quandary, full of loathing and self-doubt and racked with the pain and isolation of your pitiful, meaningless existence, at least you can take a small bit of comfort in knowing that somewhere out there in this crazy old mixed-up universe of ours, there's still a little place.
Call Albuquerque! 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 I said A! L! L!
Say that was one of the best parts of the Weird Al concert this time and last time he was doing the Straight Outta Linwood tour was when he broke out with Albuquerque. What an incredible song, and I think to this day that Al's probably surprised how many fans actually like Albuquerque. And it was cool, everybody's getting ready to leave, and you know, if you're a big Weird Al fan, you know that the show's not over. He hadn't done the new Cell Phone song, and you knew that Albuquerque was coming had you'd seen the tour the first time around. So it's funny to watch all these people leave, and then he comes out and he does the Cell Phone song, and everybody pulls out their cell phones and lights them up. It's really funny. And at the Albuquerque point, everybody starts getting closer and closer to the front of the stage, and that's where I ran into about two or three people that I'd know that I knew. Travis Shred, who's a great artist, who has a song that's getting played on the show every once in a while. My ex-wife's lawyer is the Antichrist. He was there, and a couple other friends like Chris Palmer showed up. We're all singing the Albuquerque song. I mean, it was amazing. It was fun. The concert was great. That is going to do it for this installment of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I had a great time. Let's thank Dino Mike for being here. And coming up on the next show, it's summer. I mean, anything could happen. You're not going to want to miss it. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and I'm going to leave you with this one by Leaving Springfield.
Just for a moment, let's ignore
You guys want more? You want more? You don't want me to leave yet? You want more fun? Okay, let's keep it rolling.
Amputated.
Irreversible vasectomy.
Oh.
Well, we'll just get you shaved right here. This might sting a little bit.
Don't want to hear no excuses. It's already too late. amputated.
Hey! You should have cut the other knee. Take a bow.
He's getting pretty aggravated.
Hey, that leg was fine. You mean to tell me that this stuff happens all the time? Hey, this ain't my day.
It's a gas!
Dress and wear.
Rocking comedy show with Harry Sherry. Love that song. Not as much as I like She Grabbed My Coconuts, the song that gave me the name Crazy J. It is the Rocking Comedy Show. Seriously, truly, we are now so out of time, it's not even funny. But it's summertime. It's hot. It's a hot in a lot of places. It's hot and humid in some places. And it's summer, and it's great because you can go to the lake or you can go to the beach, and you can see women wearing hot, hot clothes. And it reminds me of this song.